right, we're going to continue to roll into our post-race media availability of this afternoon's Bank of America 500. We've now been joined by our race winning team crew chief Cole Pern and team manager Joe Garoni. And it's always a nice ending to a day when you can walk in smelling like champagne into the media center. So we will start, Cole, with you. You know, the 78 team started out a little bit uncharacteristic this weekend, struggled a bit. Martin mentioned in his post-race interview how much that frustrated the two of you. You were determined to make up for it today, and you did. So talk a little bit about this weekend, the team's efforts to get the car better and ultimately being able to celebrate victory lane.
Yeah, it's definitely didn't go the way we wanted to or the way we drew it up, but, you know, we kind of missed it a bit in qualifying, and just shows you how close everything is. I mean, we weren't off by much, and all of a sudden, boom, you're 17th, so... you know, our qualifying performance has been, you know, one of our strengths this year, and it definitely wasn't this weekend. So then you go into Saturday, and after you concentrate all on qualifying, then you get rain out of nowhere, and boom, you're sitting there Saturday thinking, how are we gonna prepare for this? You know, we were off yesterday on what we thought we needed to be, and then boom, you got no race practice. So challenging situation for sure, but, you know, we just went through as detailed as we could, and, you know, did the best job we could, and you know, we started the race not where we wanted to be, but, you know, we kind of had a plan of how we were going to get there, and, you know, just really worked on it, you know, a lot, you know, more so than our norm. You know, we usually feel pretty confident going to the race, but we weren't at all today. And at the end of the day, you know, we got the car close, but the pit crew just, you know, put us on their backs and got us up front. And, you know, once we got track position, I still don't know that we were the best car by any means, but we were able to hold it off and get to victory lane.
And Joe, for you, this team is definitely had something special this year all season long, obviously making an even stronger run in the playoffs. But talk a little bit about, from your perspective, what makes the combination of Cole and Martin so good together, and really what brings this team to be such, you know, so competitive at such a high level?
Yeah, well, globally across the team, it's just the people, obviously, and with Cole and Martin and our other engineers, and even clear into the shop, the guys in the shop, it's about personalities, really, the way they get along and work together. And Cole and Martin are a lot on the same page. With Cole's background driving, excuse me, in engineering, they just fit each other like a glove, honestly, and we see results from it.
We're going to take questions for Cole or Joe. Please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and we'll get to as many as we can. We'll start with Mike.
Mike Hember, USA Today. Cole, obviously a lot of physical problems today for drivers, heat, humidity, et cetera. Did you get any clue that Martin might have been having issues beyond the norm?
Not really. I mean, he...
You know, he's pretty good about not whining and not complaining about that stuff, but, you know, seeing him after the race, how whipped he was, you know, kind of a shock. But I know I was sweating my butt off up there. I was reminded of how happy I am to live in Colorado. I know that.
All right, Kenny, go ahead.
Kenny Bruce with NASCAR.com. Cole, I think this is your all's fifth win on a mile and a half track this year. You say you don't know if you guys had the best car or not. Is that a concern going forward, since there are so many mile and a halves? You know, I mean, you got Kansas in 2 weeks coming up, Homestead's a mile and a half, obviously. Or is it just like, well, we weren't the best here this weekend, that might not be an issue when we get to, like, Kansas?
Oh, you never know. But, I mean, obviously this weekend was a challenge for us because we had no practice. I mean, we're a team that, you know, really uses our practice to validate our tools and then, you know, come up with a new plan for the race. And we didn't have that opportunity this weekend. So, you know, I think from that standpoint, it's really hard to base our performance, you know, off of that. I think, you know, if we go to Kansas and all of a sudden we have a normal weekend and we go in the race and we're not, you know, as good as we need to be, then maybe we're more concerned. But, you know, I think just the kind of extreme circumstances of the weekend was a bit of a guessing game. You know, we missed it in qualifying, but we didn't miss it by much. I mean, we were, you know, maybe a percent off on balance or something like that, and we got too loose, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're 17th. So it's just it's a tough sport and tough competition. So, I mean, I know it. Sometimes you make it look easy running good every weekend, but I'm telling you, it's not.
All right, real quick. Any questions upstairs in the press box?
Question.
Okay, we're going to come back downstairs. We'll go up front to Mike.
Mike Neff from frontstretch.com for Cole. First of all, the beard looks great, brother. We talked to you on Pit Lane in May, and you kind of made the insinuation that you can't save fuel if you're really fast. And when the caution flew around 267, a lot of teams on FanVision were coming across talking about saving fuel, and I never heard you say that. Were you at a point that far from the finish that you knew you couldn't make it on fuel and you just had to assume you'd get another caution?
No, I got on him about saving fuel there, especially into the run. We were, a lap or two short probably, but, I think in May it was like, extreme circumstances. You're having to save like six laps or something like that. So I think, today we knew that, of our past history of getting our butts beat at the end of the races and long green flag runs at Charlotte, we, kind of were ready for the fuel mileage deal. And I feel like that's something we've got better at as a team, just when we get in those scenarios, we, before we were like, we got to go, Now we're, we look at the bigger picture a little bit more. And I think obviously we were going to be fine if the fuel situation came into play.
Cole, given your all's restrictor plate results this year, how much better do you feel going into next weekend now?
Big time. We suck. I think Martin's like 0 for 100 in speedway races. So I know we've had a couple ones we've got close, but man, we're average finish wise, we're pretty terrible. So for us not to have to worry about that, and it's just the randomness of what can happen. But we always feel like we're in the randomness. So. definitely doesn't make you comfortable. I know everybody in the media makes a big deal about the bonus points, but all of a sudden, we look at, what happened to 18 today. We have a day like that, and then boom, we go to Talladega, and, all of a sudden we're going to Kansas sweating it. So to come out of here and know we're in the spot we're in is massive, absolutely massive.
Tyler had the racing experts. Cole, you said obviously you didn't have a whole lot of time to try to figure out the balance of the car with the rain on Saturday. So today, was there a lot of you picking up things and making adjustments to the car, or was some of it also the track changing back into your favor?
The track would change a lot today as it went, but no, we had to adjust way more out of our norm, I'd say. We try to focus and not make a lot of adjustments and tweak on it as we go, and today we were taking big swings at it. We got aggressive with the changes early, probably gave up some track position making slower changes, but at the end of the day, that was what we needed to do early. We probably didn't score any stage points in the first one just because we took so long in the first stop making big swing at it, but at the end of the day, we got it closer, and then we were able to pick up track position we went. But for sure, we had the green flag stop, all of a sudden the balance was way different, and then the track cooled back down, and we had those yellow flags, and it kind of came back to where our balance was a little bit happier. I think the 42 is going to eat us up on the green flag runs for sure, but after yellow flag stop, we were a lot better.
All right, Jacob, go ahead.
Jacob Seelman, Race Chaser Online and Performance Motorsports Network. I've got one for each of you. Cole, obviously the pairing of you and Martin has just worked time and time again. You guys have had so much success since you paired up and brought Furniture Row kind of to prominence here. What is it, if you can put your finger on something, about the relationship between the two of you that has just seemed to work so well and provide you guys with the success you've had?
It's paramount. I think it's his relationship with our whole team and our whole team as a group. We're all in it together. We all sucked together in 2014. And, at the end of the day, we didn't get on each other. It was, a time when we really struggled, and it was opportunity for things to fall apart. And we all kind of looked at each other at the end of the year and say, hey, man, if we get this fixed, we're confident in everybody. And, even when we ran bad, Martin knew that I looked at him and had the confidence in his eyes. And he looked at me and knew that I was trying and knew that I was believing him in it. And, at the end of the day, when we came together in 2015 as a group, and just the hires we made and the team that we have is, just truly special. I look back on that winter a lot and say, man, if we'd have made this decision or that decision, would we be as good today? And, just kind of all fell together.
Joe, kind of to build on that a little bit, Furniture Row, just from where you guys started, I call it kind of humble beginnings in a way, because you guys have literally come from the bottom of this series all the way now to be sitting basically right at the very top. Talk a little bit about, if you can, kind of the journey that this team has gone on over the past decade or so from your eyes.
Well, you see all that gray? It starts there, but seriously, it's over all these years, it's about people. Again, having an owner like we have in Barney Visser and the means and the willingness to spend money in the areas that make a difference has been really important all along the way. And then the patience for us to gradually find better and better people to get the job done. And really, not to keep blowing Cole up, but when we landed with Cole and a few of our other key guys that we still have today, it really set us on a different path. And they brought a whole different group of people with them that they were used to working with. And it's just gradually over the years gotten better and better. And we're always on the lookout for that next super person that can help the team. And again, Barney really supports us. And I also have to say our relationship with Joe Gibbs Racing as well, the relationships we've been able to build, the technical alliance, is key. Without it, this stuff doesn't happen for us. So it's a lot of things that have come together over a lot of the years here.
Jennifer, AP. Cole, I was in here, when Denny was in here earlier, I asked him, I said, you guys are aligned, or however you want to say it, but you clearly are so much better than they are right now. And I asked him why that was, and he said that you have got reserve speed that makes the difference. So what does that mean? Where's your reserve speed?
I don't know that. Maybe it's just because Martin makes less money than him.
Mike Neff from frontstretch.com again for Joe. Speaking of making less money, you're looking next year at most likely having one full-time team. Not sure what's going to go on with the 77. Looking ahead at that, what challenges do you feel like that's going to present your organization getting back to one car worth of input versus two?
Well, I think we have to wait and see a little bit, but obviously the one thing that comes clear right away is a total focus that ends up being applied to, if you lose one team, it all comes together for the team you still have. So we'll have to wait and see how that all plays out. But I think it'll be, we're not going to lose a step by it, that's for sure.
All right, Cole, Joe, congratulations on another victory. And we wish you guys the best of luck next weekend as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.